That's 1-800-747-3733. We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
8:53 on The Mike Calter Show and 102.5 The Bone. Nothing says I love you like a clean home. Especially these days, everybody's trying to get everything as clean as possible, germ-free. For Valentine's Day, why don't you have Zero Res come out to your house, clean everything with their amazing patented ZR water, and then surprise the one you love. Look, we could live in a woke world we want, but the truth is, this is for guys. You should do this for your chick. While she's out, she's the one that's usually cleaning everything in your house. While she's out, have Zero Res come over, use their proven by scientists patent clean process called ZR water. No harsh chemicals. They come in there, they get everything insanely clean, carpets, tile, other surfaces, and boom, the best part about it is you had it all done without her being home. Nice surprise. She comes home. She doesn't have to do it. You don't have to do it. You guys could actually go do something else. And if you own a business or you're in charge of making sure that your business is clean, then you should also call the pros at Zero Res. Their commercial cleaning division works day and night to ensure businesses all over the Tampa Bay area are clean and sanitized. Give them a call today, 813-375-9960. That's 813-375-9960. Or find them at ZeroResTampaBay.com. That's Zerorez, TampaBay.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward. It's the right way to clean. That'd be a nice little surprise.
Sure.
Come home, everything nice and clean.
Yeah.
And then you get the credit for it, but you didn't really have to do it.
We may have to do that for the island just because we need a deep clean.
I need to do it now.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said all the dirty wars.
Yeah.
Oh. They're really gunking up the place. Yeah.
I got puppies. I need to get just that puppy smouts over here. I got it over here.
Oh, yeah, okay, thank you.
Well, you guys weren't looking while I was doing the commercial. You were all doing that. This thing almost flew off the counter.
Oh, really?
She bit one of the cords.
I'm telling you, I would not leave that Brady statue there.
Oh.
No, you're probably right.
You're really kind of taking a gamble.
It's going to end up like this one with one leg.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to put these two together right there. Yeah, this puppy is 0 to 60. It's either sleeping or destroying everything.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so far how it goes.
Plus, Spanish almost pulled the entire Comrex off the desk.
I did.
Oh, no.
Oh, Joe.
No.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Come on, Joe.
We got
puppy patrol.
Joe decided to tape down the wires, so the puppy is now attracted to the tape.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all I want to do. I'm afraid to spray the stuff now because that's what got me. No, here. Go away. Spray.
Go away.
You don't want to eat this stuff. Stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no. Nope. It's not very effective, is it?
Nah, she doesn't care at all.
Oh,
there it is. Oh, there it is.
Oh, I think I might be better just a spray bottle of water.
Yeah,
now try and eat it, huh?
Oh, did you guys ask? Yeah, the half bowl of soup is still on the counter.
Okay.
I didn't know if you guys asked.
Wow.
I didn't know if the cleaning crew was
just
came
crazy.
In last break.
No, it's still here.
Who do you think it is?
I have no idea.
I mean, at this day, I'm going to say it was Spike, being that he has no problem. Just everything else he does, dead air.
Well,
half bowl of soup.
Johnny and Will are the last ones in.
And you know Johnny won't leave any food.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's them. I'm just saying they're the last ones in, you know, but they may be doing the same thing. I'm not touching it. I'm not leaving it. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That would make sense. I don't know. If I were you, I'd just whip it into the hallway.
Yeah.
Just throw it out in the hallway and be like, oh, somebody else's problem now.
Should I just open up Hot 105 store and throw it in there and just go, prank?
No. Fire in the hole.
Prank.
Now are they there? Because didn't Miguel get married? Didn't he take any time off?
I don't know. I think
Miguel isn't here.
Yeah, I don't think Miguel's here, so I think it's open
Scotty
mouth.
And Holly.
Open mouth and Holly.
Open mouth.
Open mouth.
I like that.
Let me grab some of these phone calls. If you want to get on the phone line, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing, Mike?
Good, man. What's happening?
All right, man. Just a side note real quick. I did use Zero Res last week to clean my carpets, and
nice.
Whole house was $100. They did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
But at getting to the point of my call, last week you guys had Shuli on, which was an awesome interview. Unfortunately, it fouled up technically at the end of the show. But the show that these guys put on over at Sod Splitters with the grass fed beef from the Midwest.
Oh yeah, Shuli's got that rustic meats, and he did a meet and greet and meat. in the parking lot.
Right, Rustic Cuts from Council Bluffs, Iowa. They drove down through the night to be here for the spot.
Right.
And they gave out ribeyes and fillets and New York strip. I mean, really good stuff. Sous-vide it right on site. But, you know, I want to thank you for mentioning it on Monday after the fact. But these guys are phenomenal. They want to actually give you a nice package of beef if we could run it over there somehow to you.
I'd like to get that nice package of beef. Yeah, I'll figure all that out with Shuli. I appreciate it. I'm glad you got to go out there and check it out.
Yeah, it was pretty phenomenal. Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Thank you. Let's go to line 12. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mike Caltus, Medicine Man?
Hold on real quick. Let me put on the still alive checklist. Okay, go ahead. What's up, Medicine Man?
Oh, yeah, this weather really suck dinosaur dingus.
Dinosaur dingus.
We're going to talk about the weather. All right.
How's your court case going?
It's coming up the 10th of February. It's a final trial, and I never go... There's some kind of civil thing, what that is. I've got to talk about Dom about that the other day.
Well, let me just tell you. The other day at Medicine Man, you were on the air, and you were telling us you have a court date coming up for code violations because you have junk in your house. And you said that you've been cleaning it, correct?
I've been cleaning, but I didn't get so much done, you know. And it's, I can't go out in this damn crappy weather with... rainy and cold and freezing your nuts off.
Yeah, but it's been raining for like 3 days, so that's about. At most, you get 3 days, but somebody sent me a picture of your house, and it is just littered with junk.
I work outside and I don't finish at nighttime. I leave it out overnight. I can't help that, you know.
Yeah, you can help it. You got neighbors, and what you're doing is you're ruining the property values, and it's been pretty awful.
I'm not ruining the property. Yeah. My neighborhood is a crap hole. I mean, look behind.
Because of people like you.
Look me up, bro.
Because people like you. All right. Well,
I am suffering emotional stress, and
shut up! emotional stress.
I have that too from. Okay.
I have a question for you. When was the last time, if ever, that you had a job the way you had to, like, get up and be there at 8 o'clock in the morning and clock in or anything like that?
That's maybe a quarter century ago.
What did you do?
I worked at a bunch of retail. I used to work at retail stores like Garden Center, Kmart. I used to work for Publix outside for the garden, you know, for the landscaping.
What did you do there? They'd be like, hey, Alex,
pull weeds, pull weeds and stuff. And I get bit. I got bit up by fire ants, and I got tired of that crap.
I wonder, Medicine Man, we might be able to work something out here. What if there is a junk removal company out there that would be willing to trade to remove your junk, but then you'd have to do something for them?
The stuff I have is worth a lot of money. You know,
it's junk, or else you would have sold it and you would have made the money already.
My brother-in-law has
a junk. There's so much I can do when I can strip it, you know?
Okay, hold on. Go ahead, Gio.
My brother-in-law has a junk removal service. That's what he does. They have the big giant trailers and everything.
So what is the name of it? You know the name of his company?
Junk Jockeys.
Junk Jockeys. What if we got the Junk Jockeys?
In Newport Richie.
In Newport Richie to come on out to your home and remove the junk from your home so that you wouldn't get kicked out of your house or when you go to court, you won't have to go to jail or anything.
I'm trying to straighten out my house so I don't do that. You know,
yes, but you're not doing a good enough job. So what I'm saying is, would you be willing to trade it out?
Maybe it will look better, but, extruded aluminum is worth about almost $1 a pound.
I'm sorry, what is?
Extruded aluminum is worth $1 a pound, and all other aluminum is worth about 60 cents a pound.
What is aluminum?
Aluminum.
What is aluminum?
Aluminum. As it is.
Where did you get it?
This is stuff I had, and when I had that heart surgery and stuff, and I couldn't do anything.
It was in there?
Yeah, I don't understand your answers to my question. I go, where did you get it? And you go, when I had my heart surgery and stuff.
I had people drop it off, stuff I had, but progress is messy sometimes. You know, maybe in next week everything will look better again, you know?
Probably not. It's been, especially with the rain, you said you couldn't get out there. I think you should let junk jockeys do it.
How long has it been out there for?
Years. Yeah. Probably quarter of a decade.
You know, I cashed enough aluminum, I could put a down payment on a car. Maybe about $5,000 what I had in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. What year do you think you're going to buy this car? When you're 85?
No, but since March to now, I cashed over $5,000 worth of stuff. And I have to strip and clean it and organize and get it prepared when they bring it to the scrapyard, because they don't like everything mixed up and disorganized. It pisses people off.
How come your brother doesn't help you with this stuff?
I got my nephew doing it, but his truck something wrong with his drive shaft has to get fixed.
Call the junk jockeys. What if I have the junk jockeys do it?
They've got giant tractors.
Rich on my stuff, you know. They got to take it and they got to strip it and recycle it and get all the money for it.
Yeah, that's the deal.
It's a lot. It amounts to thousands of dollars.
Then why don't you do it?
Because he can't. He's got a drive shaft.
They can bring in those. They've got bulldozers. They bring in and they clear it out in like an hour.
What if we just raise the whole house?
Yeah, we really could.
Can't even fit it. But my, our yards are so damn narrow. They can't even drive a bulldozer in between the houses here.
I guarantee
you.
They've got the big full trailers, the whole thing. That's what they do.
But they just can't drive.
Set it up, and we'll do it this afternoon.
He's a hoarder, and he can't give it up like the hoarders.
Yeah. Let's just go there and do it.
Yeah,
I'm not a hoarder, but this stuff is worth a lot of cash. I'm saving up for a car, vehicle, or something.
You're never going to get a car. You don't even have a driver's license.
I have a driver's license.
It expired. You don't have an up-to-date driver's license.
I have one. I just showed a Spanish over there at HOB over in Dunedin.
That's true. Yeah. I did see him.
That's your voice. With my own eyes.
Yeah. No, I had a blast with him. Mm. I signed up for the, what is it? It's medicine, the A-list pass for AMC.
I didn't enjoy that Spanish.
I have. I've gotten
just
to
two
see,
old ladies yeah. talking about
seen
discount
a couple
passes.
Of movies, yeah.
All right, Medicine Man, I got to go. I tried to help you out. If you end up in jail, you end up in jail. What can I do for you?
They can't arrest somebody in that. This is going to have stuff in the backyard because it's not a crime. I'm not a crime.
You're violating a city code after several warnings. They can arrest you.
The city's a ghetto now.
Well, listen, whatever your opinion of the city is, you can still be arrested.
They built these apartments near me. It's a freaking ghetto there.
It's a refusal to comply with the city.
I've got the address. I'll send them over today. Shout out junk jockeys.
All right.
Will you let the junk jockeys come and clean your house? Will you let the junk jockeys come clean your house today?
Maybe inside my house, like garage or something.
Gross. No, they only want your junk on the outside.
Gross.
They know damn well it's worth gold. And I got copper wire out there. It's worth like $2 a pound, you know?
See you in jail.
They can't send you to jail.
Brooks was here.
We'll do it when you're locked up.
The county, you know, they can go fly in an umbrella, you know?
Maybe you should start working on getting that rock hammer up your BH.
Medicine Man, you're on the radio. Don't use that kind of language. Go fly in an umbrella.
An umbrella?
Yeah.
Aluminum.
No.
Oh.
Hey, if we just got Bone TV just went off the air, it's because the dog just pulled the wire out of Joe's computer.
Oh, no.
This might be
a
new
TV.
I buy Medicine Man. This might be a new TV show, Joe versus the dog.
Yeah.
I think she's winning.
Your costume down there too.
What costume? Oh, okay.
I don't understand how they let him just live by himself.
Right?
He clearly doesn't have a handle on anything.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
that house, that poor, poor neighborhood.
No. We offered. I offered to help.
Yeah.
Oh, I would imagine his neighbors are grosser than he is.
Anything in that area.
My dad used to live in Holiday, and he had such a nice house on a lake. He had a really nice pool. He had a Spanish roof. He had this giant palm tree that people used to stop by all the time and offer to pay him like $10,000 just for his palm tree. Yeah, he had a really nice house sandwiched between a bunch of dirtbags.
Mm.
He turned the corner on a street, and the guy had a mechanic thing set up on the front lawn. He was working on the car. I was like, you got to get out of here, man. It's just a shame because it was a nice house in a nice neighborhood, but it's just gross. Holiday Lake Estates. Anyway,
Medicine Man is way part of that problem. And if he lived next door to me and he had all that junk on, I'd be furious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at my neighbors get mad when there's too many cars in the driveway.
I know. And there's no way. I know Medicine Man knows about copper and all that, but does anybody believe he's got thousands of dollars just sitting there?
Yes.
Really?
He probably does. He knows the metals and he knows what they're worth, and he probably has air conditioning parts and all that stuff that are worth a lot of money.
Because didn't he have like a real gold chain that was worth like $5,000 and he just bought it for like $20?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I used to joke him, I used to clown him, I'm like, because he'd trade all that stuff and I'd go, this isn't worth anything. You got clown, blah blah blah. And then we had a jeweler come in and test it all. He was right and I was wrong. So he does know a little bit.
After you, Gio.
Now, say there was the pictures in the video. And he was carrying the air conditioner on the front of his bike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's figured out a way.
Good.
He's figured out a way to move the metal around.
When he came in with some gold, I'll never forget. I had never seen anybody bite gold before, like in real life.
Yeah.
Sure enough, Medicine Man was doing the bite test.
Give her the old nickel chomp.
That's a real thing, yeah. He's like, oh, that's how you tell.
Yeah, it's not really how you tell.
That's what I thought.
It's the same way as cutting glass with a diamond.
Dude, yeah.
All that stuff's not real. So, anyway, good luck to you, Medicine Man. Not that I'm necessarily calling for it, just nobody's heard from Crazy Patty.
No.
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
I'm okay.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. I'm just saying, I like to just make sure that she's alive.
Would you be more upset if you found out Medicine Man had passed or Crazy Patty? Or neither? What would bother you more?
I would feel bad for Patty, but I would miss Medicine Man.
More than Crazy Patty.
Well, I've known Medicine Man since I was 19.
Yeah.
So
I would miss Medicine Man.
I think I would, too.
Yeah. I mean, I could live without both of them. Just saying. It would be...
would miss his Medicine Man AMC movie night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have to go by himself. I don't know. I wouldn't... I don't want either one of them to go. But, I'd be sad. Like, Tongueless Brett, I don't really care about. I'm pretty sure he's dead, and we'll never really find out the truth. Glendale, I don't care whatever happened to him.
I think the first time I saw Medicine Man, I was probably 13, 14 years old.
I was a little scared of him at first.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to wait for concert tickets at that place in Newport Richie on Ridge Road.
I think it was Stereo's.
Stereorama.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was the only Ticketmaster outlet over there. And Moose and I used to wait out there all the time, and Medicine Man was always there. So it was always me, Medicine Man, Moose, and some other weird kid that used to come to all the shows. And that's how we knew him. And then we'd see him at all the concerts, and then you talk to him, he's aggressive when he talks to you. And I was young, so it was weird. Then, when I was on the radio, and he would call into the show, I didn't correlate the two. I didn't know that he was that guy. And the first time I figured it out was at the Offspring concert in 1997 at Janice Live. I saw him and he came up to me and I was like, oh, there's that weird guy. And he's like, oh, hey, Cowhead. And I was like, oh, my God, you're Medicine Man.
I think it was the Wing House in Newport Richie. And it
Sounds
was like
right.
a liquid lunch for 98 Rock. This is like 1996.
Hey, and I came to see the big rig.
I thought he was Ted Kamikaze.
Oh, that's also. That's also.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this guy must be the DJ that works at 98 Rock.
So, yeah,
no, he was not.
They did look similar.
Yeah, and then you just see him at every concert you went to from there on.
Every concert.
Every concert. It didn't matter the genre at all.
Nope.
He'd be at everything.
Yep.
He mostly would be getting free tickets, but, I mean, he uses his scrap money to buy tickets.
And I remember, tells people he's part of the show. Which,
yeah.
I went and saw MGMT way back, and I was watching them, and I look, and in the front row, there's Medicine Man. I go, what is he doing here?
Yeah, and how does he get in the front row?
Yeah.
Somewhere I know I have a picture with Medicine Man at Livestock from, like, 2005.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Dude, we were, what was it, Motley Crue or something, and we're in the general admission, the pit there down there, and Medicine Man is standing next to me, and he's taking pictures, and every time he takes a picture on his digital camera that I'm sure he found, he's showing it to me.
Yeah.
And then he takes a picture, and I go, I'm standing right here, you moron. Get away from
that.
Me.
I remember that. He kept showing your picture on your phone. You're like, what do you want from me? Okay, I get it. That's so great.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
No. Rest in peace.
We'll all miss you.
He's alive.
It's a shame.
Oh, man. All right. Let us take a break. When we come back, we're going to play a game called Who Is My Baby's Daddy? We will use that to give away some tickets to you folks. You'll have your choice of tickets that you want to have in Carmen's little ticket palace there. We'll do that right when we come back. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to...